Graduating from college can be a huge challenge. There's the grades and test scores you need to be admitted, the studying, the tests, and of course, the bills. But it was much more complicated for a woman who's graduating from California Lutheran University in Thousand Oaks this weekend.
Person and my whole family. I actually have 14 tickets for commencement because they're just so excited to go to the graduation ceremony.
Sandy Gonzalez is from a small town in Mexico.
I lived in the small town called Aculco, which is nearby Mexico City.
Her mother moved to California, and when the little girl was six, sent for her. Gonzalez says she was so little, she didn't realize how dangerous it was to be smuggled into the U.S.
Like a three-day process, I remember very vaguely. I was given to somebody else, driven to another place, and then somebody else picked me up, and then they dropped me off in Pasadena. I didn't really know what was going on, or like it was illegal. I didn't realize how dangerous or risky that was. Now that I think about it, it's just like that could have been really, like that could have gone so wrong because there's so many children that are like trafficked.
A year later, Sandy's mother gave birth to her brother in the U.S. But then when the little girl was eight, her mother made a stunning decision. Sandy's mother was moving back to Mexico, but leaving the girl in California.
I never understood her reasoning behind it because I found out that she was going back to Mexico the day of, or like the day that she was actually leaving. I feel like she left me at a time where I really needed her in my childhood. The fact that she took my little brother and not me just made me, there was a time in my life where I felt like, what did I do to her to leave me?
Sandy's grandmother stepped up, acting as both the girl's grandmother and mother. She did well in school, but as she got older, Sandy realized that her status would make her dream of college difficult.
I just knew that I was undocumented and that it was supposed to be a secret. And like nobody was supposed to know because I could get my family in trouble, myself in trouble.
So she and her grandmother decided to see what they could do to legalize her.
In 2015, when the DACA program was created by Barack Obama, I was going to apply for that. And my grandmother wanted to make sure that I filled out the paperwork correctly so that I would have the best possibility of actually qualifying. So we went to a lawyer, and as I was telling him my story and how I came here when I was 6 years old and my mom brought me and then she left, he said that I could actually apply for permanent residency through a special case because I was a minor abandoned in a foreign country.
It worked, and not only did she get legal status, she's on the path to citizenship.
So I got my permanent residency when I was a junior in high school. So that was like, I think, 2014. I got my green card in the mail like around July. So actually, it's going to be 5 years this July, and I'm going to be able to apply for citizenship in July. So I'm really excited.
Sandy got scholarships to Cal Lutheran, and this Saturday, she's graduating. She says while it's been a long, sometimes difficult path, she's grateful to be in the U.S. and to have some big opportunities.
I don't think it's hit me yet. Right now, I've been so focused on getting done with all my finals. I'm about to graduate with double major in psychology and Spanish, and then I'm gonna expand my education, and I wouldn't have had those resources as easily available to me in Mexico. I know my family is really proud of this day that's coming.
After taking time off for an internship, she wants to return to school to become a psychologist.
I want to be a clinical psychologist, focusing on the immigrant community, on mental health services, because there's this negative stigma in the Latino community about mental health.
Sandy says she's reconnected with parts of her family living in Mexico and has a number of relatives who now live in California. She's hoping what she's doing with her life can be an example for some of her young nieces and nephews.
I'm just very excited for Saturday to be able to celebrate with my family this achievement that's not only mine, because this degree is just like also my family's degree because they supported me.
On the Cal Lutheran campus, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.